Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Naso. Let's start with Mivchar Pninim. Ve'omar. Mishin or the Bechachma Mabitin Elav Be'ein Hahidur. Somebody who is known as kind of Mefursam by their wisdom, people will look at them with the eye of Hidur, meaning they're going to always kind of look at them in a positive way, which the way that I understand it is that it's like, the Mefarshim refer to a few things. We refer to it as like a Levi Aschein. So a Levi Aschein, literally as referred to by Shlomo Melech, is like a necklace, but it's just the idea that you have a chain that comes about you when you're a Talmud Chacham. And there is a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Zayin, where a Chacham is who wasn't particularly beautiful, Chachma Mufu Ora Bechli Mechuar, a ugly Kli, but beautiful Chachma. Meaning to say that Chachma itself, wisdom itself, is beautiful. And people notice it, and it changes the way that people relate to you. So it's just, you know, it's just another angle, is that, you know, people want to always strive to improve the way that others perceive them. Most lasting way to do that, it actually, is to attain Chochmah. Let's do some stories. The first one is about Rav Yitzchak Blazer, who encountered a Porush who was involved in a lot of pietistic practices that were kind of on the borderline of healthy. Some of those practices involved sigufei haguf, meaning certain things which would kind of neglect the needs of the human body. So eventually he got to Rav Yisrael Salanter. He brought this parsh to Rav Yisrael Salanter. And Rav Yisrael Salanter said a line. He said, like, one of the biggest shortcomings a man can have on planet Earth is a lack of Hakar Satov. And a person who has a goof that's given by a Kadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't take care of it is, he's choshesh, that individual is not evidencing their hakaras atov for the goof that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them. So it's just an idea. We say this, we say this often. I return to the pasuk of Shlomo Melech of Gomel, this idea that we do need to take care of ourselves. And there is a fascinating concept that lives within our Mesorah of self-chesed, because for a whole variety of reasons, but it applies to your Avodas Hashem, it improves your Avodas Hashem, it allows you to be happy and balanced and keep the platform going. It doesn't mean necessarily that somebody is a baltaiva to take care of themselves and go eat an apple. A story about the stipler kind of supports this as well. There was an avrich that wrote him a letter, and this particular avrich seemed to show his hand that he was doing ta'anios, and the stipler didn't like it. And the stipler in his letter wrote back that it is evident and clear to him that when somebody takes a tainus, it's impossible that it will not impair a person's Talmud Torah. And then the stipler said a quite extreme statement. He said that 1 hour of Limud Torah is worth more than 1,000 tanios, worth more than 1,000 fasts. Meaning to say that if you're really looking, life isn't about points. I mean, I'll make that point. Life isn't about points. But somebody who's looking to score the most points, as it were, and they had a day, it would be better not to ruin the day with ruin the day's learning with a fast than to just not fast and learn an hour of Torah. There's a story about the Pnei Menachem, one of the Guru Rebbes that came up. So this story about the Pnei Menachem was that he came in contact with a particular yeshiva student, and the yeshiva student expressed his extraordinary frustration to the Pnei Menachem that he felt like he just kind of he had plateaued. He couldn't really do more. He hit a wall. He said, every day I show up in learning, and I'm there in the base medrash, and I'm just climbing in quicksand. I can't get anywhere, right? I'm not chapping. I'm not focused. I'm not doing everything. I try and I try and I try. And as far as things go, my achievements just are not there. And Rav, the Pnei Menachem said, you know, I'm jealous of you because I have a cup and a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me all these kishronos and a Kadosh Baruch Hu put it easy for me to sit and all these other things. And you have the opportunity to be Toreach and Matriach yourself for Talmud Torah. And this gave this individual a lot of chizuk. And you know how these stories go. Sometimes they tell you the punchline, which is very nice, is that this individual became a dayan in Yerushalayim and is currently acting as a dayan in Yerushalayim. So that story didn't need to end with that for us to feel the chizuk, is that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes something hard for us, it is an opportunity for us to really show who we are and be who we are. So I favor that story, and I've told more than once the story of one of my chavrusas who went to Rav Lichtenstein Zecher Tzenek Livrocha and said to him, Rebbe, I've been learning all these years, why can't I wake up and be a Talmud Chacham already? And Rav Lichtenstein responded to him as it goes, woe to he who wishes to skip the process, meaning this is where you belong, right? It's good for you to be matriach yourself a little bit. On that point, there was a story I believe we've come across before, but always worth saying. Somebody asked Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal how he became a extraordinary Talmud Chacham and had particular expertise in the area of Evin HaEzer, Matir Agunos and whatnot. And he said that he learned Evin HaEzer during the winter in a shul in Yerushalayim, and it was raining, and he would learn with great great hasmada because the shul that he learned in, I think it was cold and it was wet, and he would pull his coat over his head and his svarim and just learn with real with shkida, and that helped him in that process. So I thought that, you know, there's no greater school than learning for becoming a Talmud Chacham. And of the Memches Kinyanei Torah, the first one is the Limud. So I thought that could be helpful for us to remember. A couple of Divrei Torah of Ralbag. So everybody wants to know by the Nesiim, why are we repeating everything? So the Ralbag, you know, the one classic vort that's given is the individuality amongst uniformity with certain mitzvahs, right? With respect to mitzvahs, we all put on our tefillin mostly the same way. We all, you know, we all say brachas mostly the same way. Like, this is not an expression of the individual, but each of these individuals named, they brought the exact same korban. Each of these individuals is named because they found themselves within that particular universally done maise. Another mahalach is in the Ralbag, and it's about shinui minhag. This idea is when a person sees that their friends are doing a pe'ula tova, something good, and it's out there, they shouldn't, this individual who's watching them and who observes them should not change, so they're mispire on them or to embarrass them. So if everybody's doing it this way, we don't do it another way to kind of stand out. And that's the way the Nevi'im did it. They all gave the exact same korban. So the Al-Sheikh has an interesting comment about the Nazir that I thought was very nice. The Nazir says is called, even after they're finishing their days of Nazirus, a Nazir that is not a permanent Nazir. This Nazir, after their days of Nazirus, still has the title of a Nazir. And this shows us that even after we have to go through a tekufa, a period of precious, that kedusha from whatever it was remains for all those times. So I'll give a observation and a story. Observation is within the ladder of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Precious is below Kedusha, meaning to say that it is even greater to be able to engage with the physical world and lift it up than to avoid it out of, you know, fear of messing up. And said differently, a Parush will avoid cake because of the spiritual pitfalls that could occur with it. And the separation from Gashmias, but a Kadosh can eat as much cake as he wants and lift it up like it's Karbanos. So I think that it's important for us to remember that that sometimes Precious is just a station on the way to the highest Avoda. And a story I once heard about, I believe it was the altar of Slabodka, that he took a Mahalech of Precious for some very long period, maybe 25 years or something like that. And when it was over, he just went through it. There was, I think it was eating a salami or something like that. Because, but I looked at that idea, said that there is a lechatchila element of taking on Darche Precious for a short period of time. This is not just the Rambam and Hilchos Deos. This is not just kind of a responsive thing to kind of get ourselves balanced, but it can be just a terminal. Like think about during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where we try to have Pas Yisrael on a more on a more global scale, even people who don't do it during the year. A beautiful Nachlas Yaakov, not the Nachlas Yaakov, the Mefarsh Rashi, the Nachlas Yaakov that's the Nesivos, says a beautiful idea on Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. There he says that a bracha is like this Tosefes bracha, right? A Tosefes Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving him something extra. And sometimes a Tosefes Tova can create bad, like, you know, you get to V'yashmin Yishurin V'yibot. So that's why we say Yivarecha Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you a bracha. And then it says Yishmerecha, he should keep you from doing an Avera through that Tosefes of Tova. Now, often we kind of struggle a little bit. Should we ask for anything at all? Because everything's Nisayon, right? There's an idea we don't want to get into Nisayonos. Money is a Nisayon. Children are a Nisayon. You know, all these brachos of the world are Nisayonos too. And sometimes we kind of get struggle saying, well, should we ask for it at all? And I have noted before, there's a little bit of a steer in the morning. We say a Yi Ratzon, you know, Loli De Nisayon, Loli De Vizayon, keep me away from all the traps. I don't even want to be near them. But sometimes we daven for just that, right? It could be that a Shabbos morning you say that Yi Ratzon, and then Motzei Shabbos you say the Zemer after Avdala, Zareinu V'chaspeinu, Yarba Kachol. My answer, Gabe Shabbos, is that you spend 25 hours keeping Shabbos, you feel a little more emboldened. So why is it different when it comes to these brachas, a bracha from a Kohen, a bracha, that same nusach is now imported to a parent, to a child as well? And I think the answer is very clear. When we give a bracha to other people, we can shoot for the moon. It's more humility when it comes to things for ourselves. It's that classic double standard. Finally, let's move to the Kasha. It says in our Parsha in Zion, Yud Beis to Tezvav, within these, the Karbanos, there is a Sir Echad Lachatas. And Rashi says, this is a Kapara for Kever Tehom and Tumas Safek. But if you look in Parsha Shmini and Yud Zion, you see that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is there to bring a kapara, but the Seir Chatas Shel Nachshon, which we were talking about just a second one, was not for kapara. So how do we resolve the question of whether or not it was for kapara? Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful Shabbos.